Brenda Huff is tucked inside Starbucks on a rainy morning in Rifle. She lives in this town with her boyfriend.
I'm a home health nurse and a hospice nurse.
Most days, Huff drives up and down the Roaring Fork Valley for work.
So I am a case manager, so I see patients in their homes. You know, I've got very wealthy patients and I have very poor patients. So I've had them living in mansions right to living under the bridge.
Huff's boyfriend is an electrician and works in Aspen, so they'd both prefer to live in the Roaring Fork Valley. Their first choice was Carbondale, but now they think they're more likely to afford Glenwood Springs if they move.
Honestly, Carbondale truly is out of range. Unless you just really are able to get on something fast and move on it, but it's so few and far between.
They're like other residents who are either being priced out of the Mid-Valley or don't make the cut with increasingly choosy landlords. Government-subsidized housing has long been an option for residents in the Upper Valley, where property values skyrocketed decades ago. Pickens County and Aspen have partnered to create one of the biggest affordable housing programs in the state. Someone interested in renting or buying through the program can start by calling one central phone number to get the details. But for residents in Basalt down through Glenwood Springs, the options are confusing. Say Huff and her boyfriend wanted to rent in the affordable housing inventory. Here's what they're looking for.
We want a little space. You know, we want a decent-sized house, garage, big yard, nothing super spectacular.
But they don't want a townhouse. Both have kids who visit, so they need more than two bedrooms. That automatically rules out the vast majority of rental affordable housing options from Basalt to Glenwood Springs. Most units are smaller.
Let's see if I can find real quick.
So Huff and her boyfriend could go through what's called a voucher program.
So they go out and find a community where they wish to live and a landlord who is willing to work with us.
Catherine Gazunis is executive director of the Garfield County Housing Authority.
And we pay the landlord the difference between what the tenant can afford and the fair rent.
Right now, more than 400 people are receiving that assistance to the tune of more than $3 million last year alone. But Huff and her boyfriend likely earn far more than the cutoff for qualifying for such assistance. If they decided to compromise on the size of their home and rent one of the existing affordable housing units, it would be tough to land a spot. There's about 200 units, ranging from studios to several bedrooms, scattered from Basalt to Glenwood Springs, with few vacancies. Huff would have to call several different places to figure out if a spot's open, because there's no central office. Seniors have more options, with another approximately 200 units to apply for. But again, the vast majority are booked up. Aspen Skiing Company and the Aspen School District have their own affordable housing programs, adding more Mid-Valley units to the mix.
We have around 234 deed-restricted homes in that Roaring Fork Valley area.
Crystal Langford is also with the Garfield County Housing Authority.
154 of them are located in Carbondale. Glenwood Springs has about 7 deed-restricted homes, and Garfield County has about 43.
Langford helps people who want to buy these homes, created mainly by development requirements. Buying a place usually has income and job requirements, and maybe a lottery. And judging from the interest she's had, Langford believes there's a demand for more. She has 3 homes under contract that would have been close to what Rifle residents Brenda Huff and her boyfriend are looking for. The units have 3 bedrooms, a garage, and cost less than $300,000.
In the Carbondale area, where we recently sold about 4 or 5 homes, right now I have 2 homes available on our website, and we are expecting a couple of more homes coming out in the future.
Those 2 available ones, though, wouldn't be a good fit for Huff. At 2 bedrooms and 2.5 bathrooms, they're too small. Plus, at more than $400,000 on the price tag, the units are beyond their budget. In the Upper Valley, Snowmass Village has a well-established affordable housing program with hundreds of units for people who work in Pickens County.
So this condo happens to be a 1-bedroom condo, and all of the 1-bedroom condos are around 700 square feet.
And in Aspen, Chris Everson is project manager for the city's part of the housing program there, which is selling off the last new units at Burlingame Ranch. The one we're standing in is under contract.
These are affordable, for-sale condominiums. We recently completed the construction of 82 new condominiums, and we're starting to look forward to what might be the next city's affordable housing development.
The extensive Aspen and Pitkin County program, which boasts under 3,000 units, is likely to continue growing. That's because inventory is shrinking for a number of reasons.
There seems to be a consensus on the City Council, or at least last we spoke in January, that rental housing is what's needed most. So that should be the focus of the upcoming public outreach.
Aspen will hold events this summer to get feedback from locals to find out what kind of development they're comfortable with that would apply to three town properties. The multi-million dollar funding of that program is in stark contrast to the collection of separate affordable housing options in the Mid Valley and Glenwood Springs, and it's not clear whether local governments have the appetite for expanding them. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.